Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The NYPD has arrested a 14-year-old for the murder of Barnard freshman Tessa Majors. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea said,
"We are confident that we have the person in custody who stabbed her. And that person will face justice in a court of law. For that, I am grateful. The city is grateful. And the community around Morningside Park can take some comfort."
Now, the grand jury indicted this youth for intentional and felony murder of the young woman as she walked through Morningside Park December 11th. Three youths tried to rob the budding musician who struggled with her assailants until one of them stabbed her multiple times. New York City is offering millions of dollars to settle three lawsuits filed by the targets of illegal wiretaps that were set up by a former Brooklyn prosecutor who was spying on her ex-boyfriend.
Tara Lenich, former Brooklyn assistant district attorney, illegally used her wiretapping access to spy on her colleagues, including her ex, NYPD detective Jarrett Lemieux, and others. Overall, $5.5 million is being offered to settle the lawsuit, with $950,000 to Lemieux, $1.4 million to her ex-colleague Stephanie Rosenfeld, and the rest to others who were wiretapped. Lenich served a year-and-a-day sentence in federal prison for the illegal wiretapping. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
New accusations of misconduct against New York City Councilman Andy King. He was accused of continuing to harass staffers, even though he'd been sanctioned for similar behavior last fall. The latest complaints accuse King of disorderly conduct, conflict of interest, discrimination, and harassment. King also being investigated for possibly misappropriating city funds. This is the third time King has faced ethics charges. A 76-year-old man killed in an apartment fire on the Upper East Side. Here's CBS2's Tara Jakeway.
At around 9 p.m., these flames burst through the window of the 25th floor apartment on East 84th Street. Within 30 minutes, responding FDNY had extinguished the flames and smoke billowed from the First Avenue residential building. But not before one man lost his life. The 76-year-old was found inside a bedroom at the location. He succumbed to severe burns on his body and was pronounced dead at the scene.
One person's being treated for serious injuries. And 25 people are homeless after an early morning fire at 85th Street and 20th Avenue. That's in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. The fire began just after midnight, tore through the adjoining wood frame homes. They're three stories tall. FDNY Deputy Chief David Maj said there are lots of voids in these buildings. It was a very difficult fire to fight. Now let's get that WCBS Exogen weather forecast and say hello to our meteorologist, Frank Strait.
Good afternoon, Joe, and we are seeing some sunshine this afternoon. We'll stay mostly sunny, just a few high clouds streaming in this afternoon. Another cold one, but we're not as harsh as yesterday with less wind and slightly warmer with the high at 32 in Midtown. Then tonight we'll have increasing cloudiness. We only dropped to 29 as the colder air is already moving on tonight. And then tomorrow we'll see morning clouds and then some sun in the afternoon as it turns noticeably milder. We'll reach 46 tomorrow afternoon. For President's Day Monday, once again, you'll see some morning clouds and then some afternoon sunshine, but we're staying mild. So, again, not bad for mid-February, 48 the high for Monday. Another round of rain starting Tuesday afternoon will be followed by another cold shot starting Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.